Hello, Gone Wild Audio. It has certainly been a while since I last posted. I think it's been about 7 months, in fact. And I've missed you guys and girls, of course. I've missed you all. I've been dropping in and listening in and enjoying myself to a few select audios, but I've not had much time to post any of my own. So, yeah, I figured I have some time tonight, and I've been feeling pretty horny all day long today. So I figured, fuck it, I'm gonna get myself off, and hopefully get some of you off at the same time. So, my day hasn't been particularly interesting. Christmas is in, what, 2 days' time? So I've just been busy wrapping presents and things like that. Desperately trying not to touch myself as I wrap the presents on my bedroom floor. You know how tempting it is sometimes when you're in your bedroom that you just. Your toys are right there, your bed's right there, it's private, no one else is around. I'm sure most of you have snuck up to your bedroom for a quick, wank or whatever during the day. And that's how it was for me today, sitting on my bedroom floor. I was just wearing a pair of knickers and a strapless, top. Because I have the heating on, so it's quite warm where I am. So yeah, just sitting on the floor trying to wrap these presents up, and every so often, brushing against my pussy. So I finished the present wrapping, of course, and I just slid my panties off. And my pussy's quite wet. And you know when you sit down, as I am right now at my PC desk? You know when you sit down, ladies, and you can just smell yourself? And it just smells of sex. Just that lusty, hot, wet smell. And I have to say, I love how I smell. Whenever I smell myself, I get even more turned on because I know what's going to happen. I know I'm going to have a great orgasm, either by myself or with someone else, So that's pretty much what made me put my, microphone on and start recording. It was just that smell of sex. And I haven't touched myself yet. I like to wait. It's like I've been sitting here with my hands in between my thighs, just teasing myself, just brushing a hand over my pussy lips, but not touching my clit, which is oh, one of my favorite things. Because some women enjoy lots of penetration, and some enjoy clitoral play. Some enjoy a bit of both. I'm definitely all about my clit. And I can tell, even right now, having not touched myself, not yet anyway, I can just tell that my clit is already swollen. It is begging for me to touch it. So, I'm gonna do that now. Hopefully, you haven't touched yourself yet. You're very naughty if you have. You should have been waiting just like me. So disappointed if you have started without me. Okay. Oh, I'm wet. I play with myself every day, and still every day, I'm surprised at how wet I fucking get. Oh, God. Oh, my clit is so swollen. Oh. Oh, yeah. Just using one finger, my middle finger on my left hand, to just slowly play with my clit. Oh, and then occasionally slide down to the entrance of my pussy and feel how wet I am without going in. Okay, I have to taste myself. I mentioned before how much I love how I smell. I also really, really love how I taste. Always have. It's one of those things where it's like, I didn't realize that it wasn't normal for some people to taste themselves. I feel like they're missing out if they've never tried it. But I've always done it for as long as I can remember. Ever since I started playing with myself, it just felt natural. And I'm just saying, if any of you are listening to this and you've never tasted yourself, you have to do it now. Maybe you should do it when you come to this audio, Just put your fingers in your mouth or lick yourself. Not gonna lie, that would be quite enjoyable for me as well, knowing that some of you did. Because I think that's hot as fuck. Okay, I got distracted. I stopped playing with myself. I started thinking about licking cum. Okay, I have a toy with me. It's not my favorite glass one. It's just a little vibrator. But I won't use the vibration. I don't think I'll use the vibration. Who knows? But I'm going to slide the rest of the toy into me now. Oh yeah. Oh God. I've not done this in a while. Lately I've just been far too greedy and just use a vibrator on my clit and I just come that way without ever putting anything inside of me. Oh, because usually when I'm horny I just want to come. You know, I get so greedy and I make it happen so fast. But I thought tonight I'd take myself. Let myself have some awesome time. Oh yes. Oh, I feel so good. Oh God, I'm so fucking wet. Oh, the toy is just sliding in and out of me. It's already drenched. God, it feels so good. Oh, whenever I use a toy to fuck myself with, I always think about being fucked from behind. Just having someone stand behind me. Man, woman with a strap on just bending me over. And just fucking me, just taking me. Oh, just holding onto my hips. And just really pounding me. Just fucking me so hard. As I play with my clit. Oh yeah, please fuck me, please, yes. Okay, I'm gonna stop. You should stop. Oh, I hope you haven't finished yet. I hope you stopped and I hope you're shaking as much as I am. Oh, my legs are trembling. Oh, it always feels so naughty when I stop. When I force myself to take a quick breather. Oh, I was really close there. Okay. Now, are we ready to finish? You gonna finish with me? I hope you are. Actually, do you know what? Before I do that, this vibrator, I put a fresh set of batteries in it. And it has three different settings. You've got low, medium, and high. And when I put the fresh set in, the highest setting it's unbearable. It's too much. It drives me wild. And, I've done some forced orgasms with it. I may record one of those at some point for you all, if you're interested. But essentially, it's like I turn it on the third setting and I'm not ready to come. I've not built myself up. I'm barely horny. But I put that third vibration on and it just, fuck. It just drives the orgasm out of me pretty instantly. So maybe I should turn it on now. Just for a second. See how long I can resist. Okay. There's the first setting. It's on my clit right now. There's the second one, which I love. Okay. Oh, that feels so good. I don't want to change it. Oh. Okay. I'm going to change it to the third one. Oh god, it's so much. Oh yes. Oh, it's too much. It's too much. I have to stop. I lasted like, what, 2 seconds? I can't. Otherwise I was just going to come right there and then, just really hard and too fast. Okay. I'm going to slide the toy back in and, I really want to come now, so I'm going to slide it in. Oh, it's filling me up. I'm going to turn it on to the second setting. 1, 2. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, please fuck me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck me, please. I'm gonna come. My leg cramped up at the end. has that ever happened to any of you guys? Where it's like you're just coming and then you Charlie horse because you're sitting in your PC chair at an awkward angle and oh. That was the most enjoyable, painful orgasm I've had in a while. Oh, I almost feel like I owe it to myself to come again. maybe I will. The night is young. Maybe I'll have a forced orgasm really soon. Oh, that was so good. Oh, I needed that. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna end it here. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Don't forget to taste yourself now. Come on, boys and girls. You have to. Okay, look, I'm going to. I'm really not joking when I say that turns me on so much. Okay, I'm definitely going to go again soon. Who knows, you guys might get a Christmas treat and get 2 audios in one night, huh? This one, where I just casually ramble and fuck myself, and probably a quickie forced orgasm one, or a prolonged forced orgasm one, where I keep putting it on my clit and taking it off and putting it on. Maybe you guys should decide for me. Let me know what one you'd prefer. Anyway, I will see you guys around GWA. Good night.